Hey, we're back here downtown Monday afternoon. Time for our weekly visit with the head coach of the Maine Black Bear football team, Jordan Stevens, coming off a big win on the road at Merrimack. Jordan, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Boy, what a nice comeback it was. A game. It was a funny game. You had the rain and then a couple of strange plays there, including that scoop and score. But you guys made some great adjustments at halftime, and it was a completely different game after the break.
Yeah. It was really good, just to see our players respond. Obviously, for us moving forward, we just, got to play better in the beginning of the game and, show more complimentary football in the beginning of the game. But, we were in a position where we kind of just refocused and were able to rebite and come back out in the second half and, play more complimentary football and get some takeaways on defense and keep our offense involved and give them good field position to go score.
Well, and I thought the defense was great all day long. I mean, even when you were behind early, they had the defensive score. They had a safety. Your defense only gave up a couple of field goals for the whole day. You kept the pressure on, you forced those turnovers, and boy, 1 for 14 on third downs. That's what you hope for as a coach.
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, really just the challenges for seeing us play faster, and you felt us around the quarterback more, which, as you said, forced some turnovers. And it really was, it was an all three level, day for all of us, and so that was really good to see our defense and take that next step.
And offensively, I thought you played very well, especially in the second half. I felt like it was Carter Peavy's best day of the season.
Yeah, Carter did a great job. I mean, he made some plays, extended some plays with his feet. He was able to connect with a bunch of different guys in the past game. It's good to see Mason Gilbert get going, and obviously on a jump ball, that was awesome to see him go up and get that. A lot of guys that we want to continue to keep involved in our games, and know that we have a bunch of playmakers. So it's just finding that rhythm early on for us.
Yeah, and great to see a healthy Joe Gillette out there showing what he can do.
Yeah, Joe Gillette. I mean, he was our player of the game after just looking back at the film and being able to see how much he progressed, and good to see him get a big catch down there in the fourth quarter. He did a great job blocking as well. So we'll need him, and it's good to see him get on the right path.
Well, of course, special teams are always going to be big when you head into the heart of conference play here. So it was great to see Joey Bryson bounce back with two field goals.
Yeah, sure was. I mean, obviously he missed the one the first right before the half, and that was good to be able to get an opportunity to do that. We missed that one before the half, but he came back out and made some corrections and, really was able to focus in and trust his process, trust his technique. And we needed it. He gave us the lead, and then we were able to seal it off with another one at the end.
Absolutely. Well, now you take to the road again for a conference matchup against an Albany team that had a deep run last year going to the national semifinals. It's been a good series between Maine and Albany through the years, and this will be a tough game. What are the keys for you as you get ready for them this weekend?
Yeah, I think, anytime you're playing the road, kind of like this past weekend, I mean, we got to do a better job just taking care of the football in the beginning and putting some drives together. I think that's the big thing is, walking away with some points, playing with a lead early on will be really huge on the road. I think we're a team that feeds off each other. We're a team that does well when both sides are working together and want to see that early on in the game. So we're doing things to address that in practice and just how we approach the week. And then that's really the other piece is just, having a great week of practice. We thought we had our best week of practice last week. That translated to a win, and got to be able to stay consistent and do that this week as well.
No, I understand you did change things up a little bit, getting to the 11-on-11 sooner in practice to try and help get that fast start happening?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And that's something we'll continue to do. And because that just keeps everyone engaged more in the beginning. Obviously it's kind of like, less conventional, I would say, but for where we're at as a team, I think that's what we need. And we'll continue to stay on that path.
And one of the great things to see too, that I think is what we've seen a lot this season. We saw it in preseason as well. And that's the team rallying behind each other. Offense makes a big play, and it's not just the offensive guys celebrating on the sidelines. It's the guys on the defense as well.
Yeah, that's something we, you know, we made a point of. And, you know, even at practice, I mean, it's just like we've had consistent energy, you know, everything we're doing. You know, and now it's just us for to take that next step as a program, you know, and go on the road again, you know, play a CAA opponent on the road and put together two really good games, you know, and that's something that, you know, we feel like we can do. And it's going to take a full team effort to do that.
Now, it looked like you avoided any big injuries on Saturday. Are you getting anybody back this week?
Yeah, this week, I don't think we'll get anyone back. Obviously, we were fortunate to get Cooper Heisey back. Mm. After playing this past weekend. Just such a you know, strong leader for us, but also a playmaker. He had a touchdown as well. So we're kind of status quo where we're at right now from a health standpoint. You know, but we do have guys that are working back, and we expect back here shortly, you know, after the bye week.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on a great win. Hope practice goes well this week, and we'll see you on Friday.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Rich. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Thanks, Jordan.